じゃないのをなくしてきた空を探してる。分かってくれますように犠牲になったような悲しい顔はやめてよ。君の最後は涙じゃないよ。ずっと苦しく背負ってくんだ。出口見えない感情迷路に誰を待ってるの。白いノートに綴ったようにもっと素直に吐き出したいよ。何から逃れたいんだ。現実って扱わないでために生きてるんだって忘れちゃいそうな夜の真ん中。
The award for biggest douchebag shonen father.
Shonen father.
Biggest douchebag shonen father.
Because I'm thinking Jin is pretty close.
Jin is close.
But there has to be someone worse.
Wait.
Well, Naruto's dad kind of fucked him up.
Fuck.
Because one, he put a demon inside of him when he was a baby.
Abandoned him
because he had to die. And he
didn't, I don't think that's called abandoning.
That's not
No.
He knew that this shit was gonna kill him, so I was like, fuck.
Well, see, that doesn't make him that bad, because it was either...
He didn't think of the ramifications of putting a fucking...
Yes,
Shonen,
he did. Shonen.
Otherwise, Gendo is like up there, like, I'll teach him. He has a panel on how to be a bad father.
Gendo doesn't win for this one reason. The only reason he abandoned him and was a total douchebag was because he had no confidence in his ability to be a father.
He was a total puss. That was his problem.
That's completely different from people like Jin, who completely went out of their way to be a douchebag.
Your father's in another castle. Father!
I'm sorry, Mario. Your prince is in another castle.
You asshole.
Fuck you, Toad. Snap.
8 Toads later, Mario finally...
But no, it was either put the demon in Naruto or let it run wild and kill everyone. Including Naruto.
Wait a minute. Did he have another baby? Is there any way he could have put it? Why did it have to be the baby?
He said he believed in Naruto's ability.
What's that? It was just born. What happened to his mother? Did she die before that?
They never said.
She probably did. And she'll show up in the future. Or it'll turn out that someone else that was always alive has been his mother and just didn't feel like saying it.
Oh, she was in the rock country with Anko.
She really wanted to be with Sasuke.
What? I don't know. I managed to not care enough. Then I took myself away from the manga, and I just decided to read somewhere in the middle of the pain killing everyone.
Wait, what about Dragon D Monkey?
Dragon? Well, not exactly.
He has important shit to do.
It's Monkey D Dragon anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're Japanese.
He has a whole revolution he has to do.
Hey, he's a terrorist. He can't be running around raising children, okay?
And he figured, like, his grandfather, his dad will probably be like, sorry, you take care of him.
What about Change 1-2-3? She had 3 fathers, and they all screwed up so bad that she has triple personalities.
Well, that's relevant to the story, I guess.
Clear. What about Al and Ed's dad?
That doesn't even count because the anime version is not even real.
Not anymore. Okay, the first Hunter x Hunter set has the first 15. Yeah, that's it. And apparently it's still coming because they have the next set coming up and it has the next 15. So people, it's there.
It's an illusion.
It's an illusion.
Hey, wait, what about Prince of Tennis?
No, he was fine. He always followed his son around, so he was around. He didn't fucking abandon.
Wasn't his father there?
His father
taught him how to play tennis?
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. He's there. He's around.
At least he did something, as opposed to people like Jin, who just ditched the baby with a random relative.
Oh, wait, wait.
How I was like, I can't come back. I have things to do.
Reservoir Chronicles? Not exactly Shonen, but...
It is Shonen.
Ish.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Let's see. Not High School of Dead.
Let's see.
No.
Inuyasha.
Inuyasha?
Wait.
Well, died. It's completely different.
Yeah, and he left them two swords that completely mismatched.
He did that on purpose so they wouldn't be able to kill each other.
Exactly, so...
So if you think about it, he's a really thoughtful father.
Even though he pretty much... Abandoned. He kind of hinted that he's saying, Inuyasha, you're kind of a little bitch. You're going to need the stronger sword.
You're going to need the stronger sword. Sir, Shisharu?
Yeah, you got to lay back here. Let me give you this sword. That way you don't fuck up.
He didn't even give him a sword. He's like, oh yeah, in this tree, there's a sword.
You can find it there. It's really good. Trust me on this.
You can only get it when I'm dead. And then he buried a Satan sword in like the earth so no one could touch it.
Except my other son.
Dun, dun, dun.
When he's not hanging in a tree.
Or not doing things to a girl.
He is not having sex with Kikyo, yes.
Yep.
Did he hit that before he got screwed?
No. I don't think so.
No.
So
it took the entire manga just for them to kiss.
What, oh.
Kikyo and that was around the time when she pinned him to the tree. That was like when she first started liking him.
After she nearly killed him. Yeah.
No, I mean, she just started letting him get close to her without trying to kill him. And then Naraku came and stole the thing and it all went to hell.
Yeah. He does stuff like that. So what happened to our preview episode? Is this strike two for us?
It's fine, I think. But it just seems so dull, to be honest. What do you think? Person on the internet.
It was... I don't know. It was just there.
Like most of this conversation, I don't even know if it's going to be made to air.
What, the one we have now?
Yeah.
We could review the first week of the season, the spring anime, the most hyped anime season ever.
That should have had some really good hype.
Huh?
Yes, my hype machine was all over the place.
Yep. Bro, at least one anime delivered. We all could agree. Freaking Queen's Blade was the hotness.
It was exactly as they
they advertised on the hype, yes.
There was no...
Just like snakes on a plane.
Yes, there is honestly, hands down, the most fucking pornorific looking stuff that's on there that is surprisingly have a seiyuu cast that I can imagine. Can't even imagine in a fucking porn. Kugumiya's Ray's tits exploded.
Oh, she was the jail monster?
Yeah.
Is she in the show anymore, or that's it?
Her tits exploded.
Can she, like, do somebody else? Like, another character?
I don't know. That's weird.
Because her voice was awesome. It's like, my acidic milk will destroy you. I was like, oh.
Yes, and it'll make you pee yourself. Twice.
Oh.
And have to wear this very, very clad piece of armor.
It protects her. I don't know how it's...
I don't know how is an explosion that is literally in front of your face and that fucking piece of armor protects you. I want to say it's her breast magic. I don't know.
Wow, Dallas is getting canceled.
What happened?
It apparently has horrible ratings. Yeah. Fox is only going to air 12 episodes instead of the 13 that they filmed.
Ooh.
What?
The show's getting 1.4 among adults 18 to 49.
Damn.
So unless it gets 1.6 or 1.7, it's not going to get renewed.
Ooh. Where's your source?
The internet.
TV by the numbers.
Oh, shh. That's actually reliable.
Ooh.
somewhere.
So unless it's a serious turnaround in like what the next 5 episodes,
I can't see it coming. Unless everyone dies.
No.
I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do.
Echo has to die.
Echo has to die. Echo has to die, and then the Sierra has to be the new main actor. If she's over with what's his face, since they nearly had sex, and that's enough to calm him.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sure. That's a bit of closure, I guess. Because really, they've already like shut off any kind of chance of shit going awry, and I still haven't seen Wash. So what the fuck is going on?
Well, I think Fox's problem is that they don't check ratings from the DVRs, and they don't check the ratings from
the internet.
Hulu. So they only go by what's on TV. And they think a show's not popular.
I go by Nielsen.
Because people are surprised, people aren't watching TV on Friday night.
What?
You're lying to us.
I'm sure there's at least one lesbian out there that's watching the show.
Oh, yeah, there's that one. But nobody else.
Yeah. So, right now I'm hearing a tear and a whimper somewhere. By a lesbian somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we gonna...
Yeah, this is the Asperger's anime podcast.
Okay. Waiting for it.
I was waiting for it, and I was like, we're not going to get anywhere with this discussion.
Yes.
And Dollhouse has to be counter prop from now on for a good while.
Yeah.
Until it gets canceled.
Oh, don't. Don't.
And then, well, I still got 2 more weeks.
And then the DVD sales come out, and it's going to hit like 2 million on the first day, and then Fox will be like,
oh, we fucked up again.
Again.
We should really stop doing that. Wait, if that's the case, I should have brought up Firefly first.
They won't ever bring that back.
I can't afford that show.
Not anymore.
That was the problem. It was too expensive and it wasn't getting enough ratings because it was on Friday. Amazing.
Is this just some weird time slot coincidence?
He needs to work with the CW.
Sadly, he wouldn't get canceled.
Not for a good while. I mean, he'll jump the shark like maybe 80 times, but, you know, he won't get canceled.
He'll get like at least 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah. Didn't Superman start flying now in Smallville?
Yeah. Who?
Clark.
I have no idea. All I know is Doomsday is there, and my cousin likes the show. That's it.
Yeah, no.
Doomsday still kicks his ass. That's all I care.
Isn't he some weird alien creature thingy?
Yeah.
Layman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. I guess. Yeah. Anyway, where were we? Okay, so welcome everyone. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Peterson.
Mexican.
Cool.
Foxy, I guess.
Foxy is there and Doctor's here. Okay. So we're finally here and we have to air out our fucking laundry all over again. So, we have, let's see, a good amount on my end. How many on your end, Peterson?
Of what, errors?
Yeah.
Fucking clean over here, sir.
Fuck you.
I have like 2 errors in like 10 episodes. Come on now.
Oh, wow.
I count 1, 2, 3. You have 1 in every episode at least.
This is some bullshit.
That's what I'm looking at. And I have more than 1.
I have 1 error? Probably because I was in 3 episodes.
I don't know. Okay.
I guess I have 2.
Yeah, more or less. I know we had a few in the Gintama episode, but, you know.
You had a few, you mean?
I had a few.
You guys had a Gintama episode?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was wondering why we skipped 19.
That's because I did it.
Oh.
Because you didn't watch fucking Gintama, damn it.
What about reading Gintama?
What's Gintama?
That works just as well. We'll watch episode 19. Episode 10. Let me just go run down as much as I can and then you go. Let's see. First of all, I need to explain what the hell I was talking about with the I'm just saying thing. Because that was that running joke that I kind of forced on everyone.
Oh.
No, for my, like, explain what I was talking about because... Since I'm a wrestling fan, in case you never brought it up, during the time this was recording, there was a wrestler called Hurricane Helms. He was returning, and he had this, during for a good couple of months, he had this little like pop-up video thing that usually came in the corner, and he usually said something like, "You guys should really stop losing. I'm just saying." And then he'd pop out. And it was like every week, it was just like randomly coming in and just say, and the last line he usually said is this, "I'm just saying." So I kind of like, it just, you caught me at the worst day. And then I end up using that phrase the entire time. Okay, next, this was kind of between me and Bond Girl. Hisashi Hirai, the character designer for the Gundam Seed and anything else he's done, is actually a guy, not a chick. We never put in the screenshots for the size comparison for Battle Angel because I mentioned that how Alita and what's-his-face was like the size of his arm or something. I never got, never put that up. I could not find that first issue of that My Chemical Romance comic.
Oh, you mean the Umbrella Chronicles? Umbrella Academy.
I couldn't find that first issue, so I didn't bring it up. Huang Bo... Wait. The fuck? Yeah, Huang Bo was in a group called Chakra. I think that's what Bond Girl was trying to look for, because I forgot, she forgot what band that she was in before she was in... Before she went solo and then later went on My... We Got Married. And that's pretty much it for 10, 11. This was mainly me ranting. So, Foxy, Code Geass had 25 episodes each season.
Okay.
What do you guys say, 26?
I think I said it had 25 in one and 26 in the other one.
Yeah. I think 24 and 26, you said.
Something.
Yeah. You said 50 episodes. And oh, no. Freya, the nuke that I kept referencing was not exactly a nuke, more of like an implosion device. So it actually got in the area that it kind of took over the space and just fucking, not exactly nuke, but like reverse nuked everything. There was no Area 37 that Bomb Girl mentioned or somewhere. There's when we mentioned about Iraq, but there's an Area 18 that is located in the quote-unquote Middle East. And last one, Bond Girl, Anya, the girl who was possessed by Lelouch's mom, was the Knight of Six. Because I don't know what number she said.
Oh, the Delicious Flat Chest?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Anya, yeah. And that's it for the 11. 12?
Episode 12 was the episode where we talked about the Resident Evil movie.
Oh, that one.
So, during your review, I mentioned a movie called Pathology.
Yeah.
No one has sex with corpses. I guess I was just making a joke.
Okay.
Just in case somebody wants to watch Pathology and they got turned off by that. It's a good movie.
Okay. Who will be turned off by
necrophilia?
Yeah.
Bond Girl and Casper said Angelina Jolie's bust isn't large, but she has 36 C's.
Which is a good size.
That is a good size.
Very. That was before she was pregnant.
No, that is... yeah, before she was pregnant.
Yeah.
So, after pregnancy...
They grow a little.
Question mark.
Bond Girl again. Oh, wait. We never found out if Claire saved Leon or it was vice versa.
You didn't know? Shit. I could have sworn it was Leon... No, it was Claire saving Leon when he first showed up.
And this will carry on to episode 30.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't, like, look up the game?
I did look up the game, but it's not in the wiki. I found a retrospective, but they didn't have... They just said that they met up. They didn't say who saved
okay,
who.
Okay, how about... Oh, fuck it. Next.
Next, Bond Girl again. Three times in a row.
It's funny, she's, like, not here.
She's coming. Dead Rights is a third-person shooter, not a first-person shooter.
Oh, I didn't know she said that.
Yeah, because she said it was for the PSP.
Okay.
The game Dead Rising, the one we made a comparison to the movie, the generic Spanish town is actually called Santa Capesa.
Oh. All right. Yeah, that's right. I haven't played Dead Rising for a good while. Wait, isn't it Dead to Rights?
Dead to Rights, yeah.
Yeah, because I have it written down as Dead Rights.
Dead to Rights is the
third person shooter with a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say Dead Rising when I said...
No, you said that. No, you said... No, never mind.
Dead Rights. Fuck.
That was, right. No, it's on your notes, but you said Dead to Rights.
Me and Matt. Who's Matt? You?
Yes. Wait.
Hold on.
No, that could actually be White Matt.
No, it's Yumi. This show was aired earlier this year, and we said that Fullmetal Alchemist 2 was announced recently. Recently must have been August, because that's when it was really announced.
Okay. And why does penis make me hungry?
Because we mentioned penis, and then you said you were hungry.
Damn, perfect timing.
Okay. So I was like, okay, that's an error. Unless it's not.
Mm.
Which is totally, next one.
Yeah, next one.
20th Century Boys was completed. It's not continuing anymore. 21st Century Boys.
That's what I was thinking.
Now the Power Ranger talk. Power Rangers is now cataprod because we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
I do. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I think I knew exactly what you guys were talking about, except you were all wrong.
Exactly.
Yep.
Thank and you. Had I had a microphone, I would have let you know that you were wrong at the time.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry.
So Trini was the first Yellow Ranger.
You're right.
Aisha Campbell was the second Yellow Ranger.
And the first black girl.
And the first black girl on the show.
And Tanya came in as the third Yellow Ranger, and she was the second black girl.
Yes, they kept it in the family.
She was in fucking Africa at the time, and it was convenient, and the other chick wanted to leave. Whoop-de-doo.
Now, you made one cat when there were really two cats. The first cat you were talking about, the one who could transform into an actual feline or who had feline tendencies, was Dr. Cat Max. Who was later on the first cat, Catherine, was the second Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
So
I did not know there was the first one that had a cat.
No one did.
Okay, whatever.
And I made the same error that I made in the other show that will not be aired, where I confused Judy Winslow with Rudy Winslow from Family Matters, when Rudy's actually some. Is it Rudy?
The two different characters, Rudy Huxtable and Judy Winslow. Go. You made them into one person.
They basically are one person. Both of them did shit for the last 1,000 years.
Oh, hey, this is funny.
So I guess...
Here's a quick one for episode 2.5. That was our little MijuCon report. Miami is not...
12.5.
Okay. Another one. Miami is not the fifth largest city in the U.S. It's not even in the top 10.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Wait, what was the fifth one?
Jacksonville is before us, it looks like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Well, that's Manny's bad then.
No, it was MijuCon bad.
MijuCon?
Yeah. The actual website said the fifth largest city.
Wow.
That's why.
That con is fucked up. They really should fix their shit now. Damn. I did not know that. And the very funny one with Circuit City, but you know.
Yeah, that was just nice. That was just a nice error.
Okay.
My turn.
Yeah.
Episode 13, White Matt.
Yes.
He said there was a company called Pornflix that he wanted to create, but it actually existed in 2004.
Wait, Pornflix.ca, it's in Canada.
Yeah.
Damn right it's in Canada. Everything in Canada's win. Even Alex.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what that was.
Pattern.
Trebek.
Oh, Trebek, there you go. Now, Mark Hamill did not do did the voice of Ben, the character who killed Ninja, not the mad scientist.
Yeah, he was one of the friends.
Android friends.
He was, I think, it was the one with the boombox, if I'm right.
Yes. Yeah. And then he removed his skin to be like a walking machine gun.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, and he had a blunt, and then he's like, "Oh, that's not a blunt." And then finally. We all said Soul Eater had 52 episodes when really it just had 51, which was the best episode ever.
I still haven't seen it. I'm like at the last three.
I heard that she just hit him with like her fist and he just like killed over.
What?
Are you serious?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, internet, don't lie.
I was like, what the fuck? They're like, oh yeah, she wished really hard and he just like fell over and died.
That better not be true.
Hey, he does fucking... I think the last one I saw was when he took Arachne's soul. That's it. I forget when it was at.
Wait, 50... You're right, 51 episodes.
Yeah, just the final came out earlier this month. I don't want to get an error. Okay, episode 17. Oh.
Wait, no, hold on.
What if it came
17 was the last episode.
I don't have anything for 14.
Did I have it? 14 is the Billy West interview.
Oh,
so we skipped and went to 15.
Yeah, that's right. I think the only thing we have to know is that I note was that I was on the notes for that episode is probably the only corrections that might have put on there, and that's about it. Except, I don't want to...
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay.
We love Billy.
Okay.
He can't take a shot if we actually did a drinking game.
Okay. Okay, I won't say what I had in mind. It was an error on his part, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, he has immunity.
Okay, episode 15. Let's see, this is the Dragon Ball episode that we... Oh, no, this is before the Dragon Ball. This is the... I forgot what it was. Okay, so this was a kind of thing that Peterson kept mentioning. For some reason, it was... I don't know what day he kept thinking the Dragon Ball movie was supposed to come out over here, but it was slated for April 8th.
It was April 13th, not April. It was
you March always 13th. Thought you constantly thought it was like the Friday the 13th for some reason.
Because it happened the same time as Resident Evil 5. I was like, oh, I wonder what movie, what thing I was gonna do that day. That's the only reason I remembered it.
Okay, phonetically, Nemocin.
Fuck you.
Okay.
It's mayonnaise.
This whatever. this one I kind of looked up because I was half right but half wrong. Oh, hold on. What's up? Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Hey. So spoken.
Hey.
Happy Semana Santa.
What the hell was that? Was that Spanish?
Happy Holy Week, dude.
There we go. Hey, Foxy.
Oh, yeah.
I dubbed over you.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
So, are you recording this part?
Yes.
Yes.
We only have like an hour.
Oh, okay.
So are you going to sit down or you're just there?
Well, I'm on my little break, so.
You had a few errors. We're not going to go over them again, by the way. Anyway, where was I?
Nemocin?
Oh, no, yeah. Abel. He uses combat sambo. Not MMA. But it's a mixture of old forms of judo and modern and mixed martial arts, so.
Technically, it's...
Technically, true. Yes, but the...
You like Capoeira?
No.
No, Capoeira is... No, no, no.
Abel from Street Fighter?
Oh, the grappler guy.
Abel.
Yeah, but Capoeira is a dancing thing, though.
Yeah, it's not exactly...
And similar.
Think Eddie Guerrero from Tekken 3.
Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, he sucked, though.
What?
Oh, what?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, 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 no,
wait a minute, wait a minute.
Come
His
on.
Combos were shit.
His combos were shit?
They were shit, okay?
He wasn't a combo person.
You can fuck shit up with him, obviously, but any fucking person can...
Yes, he was unpredictable, but still.
He wasn't.
Shitty. He was like the black guy from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. What's his name? Zach.
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 Oh,
Zach.
Wow.
Hey. Let's not go there.
Oranges.
Hey, he was dancing.
Cattle prod.
Yeah, but he was awesome. That's why you shouldn't speak about it, because you don't know what you're talking about.
See, how come the other guy didn't, when he replaced him, he didn't do the same thing? He just did
the other black guy?
No, there was...
Oh, you mean the Johnny and Bosch?
The Red Ranger black guy?
Yeah, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny and Bosch, yeah. I don't know, because he was... I couldn't tell if he was Jewish. Because
he wasn't black.
Yeah, he was... I couldn't tell if he was Hispanic,
Jewish.
Yes, but
I wanted dancing, goddammit.
And you lost it.
Because I remember one specific episode where it was like everyone was celebrating their holiday. yeah, it was during Christmas.
No.
Yeah, and for some reason, Adam was Jewish. And I don't know. I was like...
He clearly looked Asian.
He looked something.
Or like
half
Asian. We'll figure out episode 30. Anyway, Combat Sambo.
Next episode.
Episode 16. This was all the Chun-Li episode. I don't remember.
Oh.
Terribleness.
Yeah. Let's see. Casper said that Mulan was a trap. She's a reverse trap. Get to her. The little medley that he does, and he's not here to defend himself, so boop boop doo doo boop. That's more Betty Boop than anything, because I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Chun-Li's father was a high-ranking police officer in the Street Fighter 2 4 anime.
2V.
2V.
That's a for victory.
Oh, all right. I'll just stand up for the victory.
Little drops of the knowledge.
Why not? Two cherries.
Two cherries.
Yeah, my combos.
The
Street Fighter cherries.
Cherries?
You do a combo, finishing combo. Never mind.
Yeah.
You're too far away from the mic to even sound funny.
Good. Fantastic.
Okay, I said Rose Whip went for Rose's ultimate. It's, I don't know why I said that.
You had Kurama on your mind.
Yu Yu Hakusho,
right? I don't know why I had that in my mind. It's Illusion Spark.
Kurama was naked on a bed with rose petals, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Well, I think you could get somewhere else, my friend.
Well, I am hungry now.
For some penises. For some penises.
Okay, there's a few things, small little things. Not exactly an error, but I'm just still pissed that Hinata is alive.
I'm like halfway with that. I wanted her to die, but I didn't because I still have the hope of her and Naruto getting together, which will never
it's
happen.
It's not gonna happen.
Shipping, bitch.
Ouch.
Is internet.
That's fair.
Any more errors?
I know. I shipped the shit out of that. Seriously.
What Hinata and
Naruto? Yeah, I like Hinata.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. That was early on when I cared.
You never ship the main character and anybody but the main female character because you'll always be wrong.
Yes, so it's always going to be Naruto and Sasuke. Okay, get it. Get it.
But I was hoping they had so much chemistry.
So does Naruto and
Sasuke. No, they didn't. He didn't even speak to her. He didn't know she existed for half the show.
She That's orgasmed when he took her first aid kit. Like, here's some ointment. Ah. Ah. I'm like, oh, God.
And in the fillers, he saw her naked and was like, who's
who all are right, you again? Yeah,
it's like, oh, she's beautiful.
How the fuck does she get, how the fuck do you get a power up during the filler?
Why
that's
not?
Weird. Why not?
No, that's just weird.
Didn't she kill like Beedrills or some shit?
Yeah.
She was like in this cocoon thing.
Beedrill.
Poison sting. Oh, not very effective.
Naruto should have been in the water like, hey, what you doing here?
Why didn't she, like, kill herself after that happened? Seriously. Anyway, next. Gantz usually calls Kurano bitch or loser, but later calls him by name.
There you go.
Some of the things we should really stop doing is actually reading the manga. So, like, at around 37 minutes, we started reading the Naruto manga. So if you're wondering what we're saying... Yeah, that was us actually literally reading off the manga.
You know what we could have done? We could have just cut that part out.
Yeah, but I decided to leave it there. I don't know. Because there was some sort of connection in between it, so it kind of transition didn't work well. Happens. Yeah, so next. Oh yeah, the parameter that usually is the based on the location of the target. So if you get too far away from the target, then head Kamafi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't actually get it. There was no set parameter. Few things related to the Jesus mission. The last boss was based off the Kanon, the goddess of mercy, and...
Thousand Arms, right?
Yeah.
I think I said Shinju, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's from a Yu-Gi-Oh card. Shinju, the Thousand Hands?
Yeah, I think that was the... I forgot what it was up in there.
I know
one of them is a ten... The ten I think it's ten... The, one of them of a Thousand Hands was a monster card that you get a ritual magic...
Yeah, 10,000...
Oh shit, what you guys talking?
I'm sorry.
Wait, please put your Yu Yu cards away.
My Yu Yu cards, they burn in the sea. I don't even know how that's possible.
And Kata beat Kanon using one of its swords, but he ended up dying in the process. Okay.
Episode 17?
Yep.
Alright. We mentioned there was a three-sided coin. Yeah, that's... I tried drawing it out. That can never happen. The best you could do is a four-sided die. Mike.
I don't know why I said three-sided coin. That was a weird one.
Okay, only people with death sentences are given the poison collars, not everybody who's in Dead Man Wonder.
Ah, okay.
You mean like in One Piece? With the collars? And...
They have collars in One Piece?
In this particular arc, there's collars for the prisoners.
Those collars are more like the ones in Battle Royale, though, where they explode.
Even though they don't die.
But in One Piece, you know, no one dies in the main story.
Which is really funny because it's like, it exploded and the chick shot him in the face.
So 4chan's right. They just take a gun and a hammer pops out and just hits you in the head.
Well, unless it's a flashback, then you're fucking dead.
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't. Flashback before hammer guns existed.
Oh, can't wait for 396? I can't wait for that episode. It's going to be awesome.
Did you see the spoilerific
opening?
Oh, yes. More Dong Bang Shiki.
Yeah. Oh, I knew you were going to...
Yeah,
we already went over. Yeah.
All right.
Why did it have two in a row?
Dragon Ball GT aired in November 2003 to January 2005, while the One Piece anime premiered in the United States in September 18, 2004.
That was from 4Kids. One of 4Kids, actually, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so...
Well, that was long ago.
Yeah. I didn't know it was that long ago.
Yeah, because I only remember it from Cartoon Network. I've never saw it on 4Kids at all.
I saw a couple episodes.
So the GT rap opening came before the One Piece rap opening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, okay, cool.
And since I didn't want you to be lonely, I decided to give myself an error. I kept saying Nikki Mira throughout the whole episode. Nikki Mira. And it's Mira Nikki.
Whatever. Yeah, I knew that one right off the bat. Step on this, man.
You didn't mean literally, did you?
No.
Oh.
Okay, quick.
But we like that.
Quick for episode 18.
Okay.
Many countries claim origin of the French fried, including the evil Belgian.
Remember, Belgium was the one that killed all those Africans?
Yeah.
And then we said we forgive them because they had Belgian waffles.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yes.
They also created the French fry. But so many countries
claimed that. No one saw those quote marks.
Freedom fries.
Oh, yeah, I quoted claimed.
Freedom fries. Freedom fries. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why I had freedom toast on the brain at the moment. And I was like, someone mentioned French toast. I was like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Freedom toast?
Then it's a freedom toast. Yeah, because they were trying to replace, during the time, they were trying to replace all the French with the freedom, for the fuck of it. Because I remember freedom toast and freedom fries.
I love that American taste.
Freedom dressing.
Freedom dressing. Oh, that doesn't sound right. Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam's, was this white dressing? I want to know.
No, freedom dressing would be orange.
Yeah.
Orange?
Like, yeah.
Orange oil.
They need to lay off the carrots.
Mm. Yeah.
And enemies and resistance too. They're not completely invisible.
Yeah, I saw the video just now.
So, only when they're not moving, like the Predator, you can't really make them out. But when they're moving, you sort of have a chance to not die from the one hit kill.
Okay. And is that 18?
That is 18.
Last one. Okay, I'm going to say this right off now. I fucking was terrible with the pronunciations throughout the entire episode.
They did another episode we didn't know about. It was called Gintama?
Oh, that show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My
stuffing here.
Yeah, my favorite being that when we were talking about Sachin, who she was stalking, for some reason, Ginpachi came out of my mouth, and I couldn't recover from that, so I let it slide.
You was in too deep, man.
I was in too deep. I was like, fuck, damn it, screwed it, that, fuck. And I couldn't cut it any way around it. So I was like, it looked, it would have sounded terrible, so I just left it.
It'll be funny if you just add a voiceover. I mean, who's going to really care? It's not like our
sponsors.
Credit. We don't have any
sponsors. It's like, Tiger Uppercut, like what?
What?
yeah, it's not, yeah. Okay, Hitman Reborn doesn't get serious until after episode 20. That's when we start getting some...
And after volume 5.
Yes.
Because I had to skip a lot of volumes.
Why? Oh, yeah. No, because the...
The comedic value...
Of Hitman Reborn, the manga is... Some of them were funny that I wish they would have animated, because in the anime, they do it pretty much kid-friendly. But in the manga, there's a Russian roulette scene. Look really funny, and they lost. But one of the...
oh, yeah.
And with what's-her-face? Shit. The chick he has a crush on.
Got her
name. Yeah.
I know who you mean, though. Doesn't matter.
She was playing Russian roulette with Suna, and she was like, oh, this will be fun, and she got shot, but the Dying Wheel bullet was in it.
So she became like a slut or something?
No, her clothes exploded, obviously. She was left with brawny panties. But, and it was a funny thing. That's the one thing that I noticed in the manga. There's a lot more fan service. Anyway. Yeah. And I think she was trying to, I forgot, something her mother said that, like, how are you able to put up with my son because he must be a terrible boyfriend? And she had some...
choice words to say to her?
Yeah, something like that. It's like, hey, you shouldn't be saying that. And she breaks the table. Anyway. Next one. Okay, so Gin and Senzo were chasing after the double issue of Shonen Jump during that Christmas special, Christmas episode, end up being the Akamaru Jump, which is basically nothing but one-shots. And that's also how the author of Gintama started off. Sachin was sent to assassinate Hattori, but ended up being distracted by Gin. And last part is Golden Time is around the time period of 7 to 10 in the evening in Japanese television.
Go, Mike.
And
wait.
That's it. Go ahead. Okay, bye.
That's a surprisingly short list, all things considered.
Yeah.
We're improving our game.
Considering Bongo was there, Mexican was there, Casper was there, it's amazing that you have, like, 3 pages in Word, 3 or 4 pages.
Yeah.
Congratulations to everyone.
Congratulations. Yep. Congratulations.
Congratulations. I'm not in this.
Why did I say that?
You brought it up.
I didn't think about it before I said it.
And I'm really pissed about that fucking Gintama episode of 50 at 150. Because that was so fucking genius.
I know.
Everything about everything except including the Ava parody was genius. And they can never do that again.
They have some sort of crush on this anime called Gintama.
Oh.
It is. I heard it's really good.
He has this crush on this terrible company.
That we will not mention the name of.
Oh, are they Cattle Prod too?
No.
Oh.
Not really. I mean, we have to talk about them now since we don't really have anything else. We have all this. We have a half hour to kill.
Yeah, let's talk about the first week of animes.
Okay. Anyone watch Basquash?
It is made of crazy, awesome, stupid wing.
Let's see. The character designs were iffy. The mask was cool.
Okay.
But the backgrounds were sex. The
backgrounds were
yes, they were
sex. And it was. I didn't realize who fucking produced that thing. I realized it was done by the people who did Aquarian. And Jesus Christ, that was
beautiful. That explains everything.
That was so beautiful. That's why everything about it looks so fucking fluid.
Plus insane basketball robots.
And you know what? I was watching, I was like, oh my god, not fucking robots on basketballs. Then I remember, I'm like, I remember me 4 years ago saying the same thing about robots on skateboards and surfing in the air. I'm like, guess I have to give this a try.
You got fooled. You got fooled again.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. Of course it wasn't bad. It was awesome.
Michael Jordan got schooled at the end by Larry Bird, and that shit was hot. And then
went to jail for a year.
That shouldn't have happened in real life.
A rival appears. Watch out. And then I go to jail a year later.
White man can't jump.
I was really expecting someone to break him out of jail. I was upset when he came out and was like, oh, it's been a year. Just like Claymore.
Yep.
So it's been a year. Really? Your name
time
is...
Time jump?
What's your name? Claire? Really?
What other anime that was awesome this week?
I was... I watched... What's it called?
Shangri-La.
Shangri-La. I can't tell what one of them is because it is clearly a woman's body, but it is clearly a man's voice coming out of that. And my head was hurting for a good while.
You should always assume... There's a penis.
I would assume there is a penis there. It is very has to be very obvious that it is a penis. If I get tricked, I'm gonna shut this computer off right now. Because I don't know.
Your skills are failing.
Yeah, I was like, no, because it can't be that obvious that it's a man. It has to be a man. I know it has to be, but if it's a woman, then that's weird. Because I know it was another show that it was like, yeah, that's a woman. Wait, that's a man.
No.
No, that was the, after they spoke, you realize it's a man. It was Ayakashi Ayashi.
Can you imagine a sexy, beautiful girl animated and she had
a man voice?
Wakamoto's voice.
Anybody want to dance?
Wakamoto's voice.
Noriya Wakamoto's voice? Oh yeah, he plays fucking Nobunaga in the Sengoku Basara show. Nice. It looks so fucking over the top because it's basically Zoro speaking English every once in a while.
Yes.
With an eye patch. I'll allow it. And dancing samurais.
Of course. Because you always need samurais who dances. Look at Mugen.
No, mm-hmm. it was during the credit sequence. Like there was like this weird stage.
Okay, thing. Credit sequence doesn't
count. No, I count.
Because you like dancing.
Yeah, it's this weird thing where like if the characters all of a sudden are dancing during the sequences, I was like, yeah, that's funny. I'll keep watching.
I could imagine you're writing a review. This show is terrible. The story is horrible.
Love and the dance sequences.
And then you're watching the dance. You're just like erasing everything. This show is okay. It has its moments.
It has its moments.
The dancing scenes are excellent. Choreographically. I'm like, oh, God, Mike.
No. The cast is hilarious. I love everyone in there. Kurian is Saratobi, I think. If I'm right. No, he's not Saratobi. I think he is Saratobi Sasuke, if I'm right. I forgot.
Episode 30. So... Yeah. You watch Z?
What's that? Z Mazinger?
Yeah.
Yes? I didn't know what was going on.
I saw the first freaking panel. Not the panel. The first frame. I was like, oh my god. This is the same guy who did Devilman.
Yeah, it was.
I went straight to the internet. I was like, oh shit, I'm not watching this anime. I can't cry again.
What? Not?
No. You never watched, you never read the manga or watched Devilman? The Devilman?
Oh, no, Devilman is
the manga epic. Is just fucking disgusting.
Gonagai, yeah, his mangas and all of his stuff are pretty fucking manly and insane.
So check this. The main character.
Yeah, I know what happened in that. Go ahead.
The main character, his girlfriend, you're like, oh, okay, he's going to get the girl at the end.
No.
her family was killed and her head was beheaded completely. And he's holding it in his hand. And it's like, aw.
Yeah, and his best friend.
And his best friend, he goes to cry on. Is like, Satan. You're like.
He becomes the Antichrist.
You're like, aw. And then they have an epic battle. You're like, all right, at least he gets to save the world. Aw. So it's like,
aw. Listen, Gonagai hates women except Cutie Honey. Seriously.
He still hates women and Cutie Honey.
Yeah, because she has to be naked all the time. I've been going on this Cutie Honey fix as of late, and I've been watching every other show I can find.
What's Cutie Honey?
It's Gonagai.
I knew that.
How do you keep falling for that?
Yeah. No, might as well explain it to the audience.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Gonagai's response to having a strong female lead. Except for Keiko Kamen, because that's also awesome. Anyone watch Keiko Kamen?
No.
Seriously. Yeah?
She has nothing on except a mask.
Are you complaining? I sense a hint of aggression in that.
No, it's hilarious to look at it.
Oh, okay.
I actually watched a live action movie of it. All three of them. It's like tits, ass, and a mask.
It was a dark room.
Yep. Yes, it was. And it was very weird because there was this one guy that I saw from a Kamen Rider show. And that was awkward, seeing him there. Anyway. What else came out?
Nothing good after that, I guess.
There was something I watched.
There's that show we're not going to talk about.
Yeah, don't worry about that. And then
Gurren Saga, the sub, came out today.
Oh, yeah.
So oh, yeah, I downloaded. I mean, I purchased it online.
Sure you did.
Yeah, it's on Crunchyroll right now, yeah.
Oh yeah, because you heard about the Fox guy who did the review on X-Men.
Wow. Oh yeah, but fired.
You can't be working for someone. You'd have to be working for someone to get fired by them.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, you know what, Peterson? You're fired from this podcast. Pack your stuff up.
Fucking Fox News. I don't even like the X-Men.
I'll watch it later, but not anymore. What was it? Tears of Tiara, I think that was the name of it.
Tiara.
Tears of Tiara. That is a mech show, kind of. I can't tell if it is. It might be. But it has.
Was there a robot at any point?
At the very end, it appears. Because it was summoned from a box made of goo. And he has a ghost following her. And she's all cute and shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that anime. Yeah. It took me a while to figure out what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, it was like some guy who sees a ghost chick, and she's around him, and he ends up... It looked kind of interesting. I thought that, like, okay, there's this little Mexican standoff thing going on with two people with guns and one guy using fireballs. Because I don't know how you can have a Mexican standoff when one guy could throw fireballs.
Yes. Anime logic.
Yeah.
And then he summons a mech.
Yeah, no, it's like open the box that contains something that you have to know about. He opens it up, it's nothing but like weird black goo, and all of a sudden a robot appears. I was like, okay.
I'll
keep watching that, and that interested me for a good second.
What about Conan? Or K-On?
K-On?
Or Khan?
Oh, you mean not Haruhi?
That's all we have to say about that.
What about the reverse harm shows?
I don't know. They haven't been subbed.
Yeah. We're still waiting on Eden, for God's sakes.
East of Eden?
Yeah. I mean, the Raw just came out, so we have to wait. It's not the show that we're not going to name. That as soon as it came out, 2 hours later, subs came out for it.
Yeah.
Oh, that show.
Every day since, there have been more idiots releasing their subs as though people are going to download it.
Bro, they have like a comparison chart to tell you which one to get.
Already?
Wait, let me see.
Okay, let's see. I saw the second season of Hayate, which is meh. Queen's Blade is...
excellent.
It's something.
Saki came out, which is basically a Kagi, but Moe. Pandora Hearts, I saw that. This might be a good show.
Pandora Hearts.
It's kind of this European olden times kind of show where he ends up. He's kind of a rich kid who ends up being a dick to his little like best friend slash kind of brother thing. I can't even tell what they are. And he ends up finding a watch in the middle of like some kind of cave.
Oh, the Alice in Wonderland Japanese story.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Mexican save one today.
Yeah, no, I wasn't really sure where I was going with that. He touches the watch, and a very evil spirit chick starts like wanting to kill him, and then he zones out. He comes back. He's like, "Oh, I wonder what happened. Let me go away. I wonder if that evil spirit will come back and get me later." Next scene. Evil spirit is possessing his friend. I wonder what's going to happen here.
And there go the 18 fan subs that's doing that show that we will not name.
Really?
Yeah, they did like several pictures altogether.
Okay, which one would you prefer?
And Foxy, I'll send you a link.
The first one that I see and then keep going after that. Simple.
Exactly.
Exactly. Which will normally be sins and subs any damn way.
Yeah, usually. They tend to, I know they're subbing at least two things.
This is when you can tell the quality. There you go. When someone actually takes the time to take out the Japanese text, put it into the bubble, and make it look like he was thinking it.
Editing, yes.
Listen, did you ever edit a freaking anime? That shit takes a long, ridiculously long time. We're not going to.
Which you won't say.
No.
Because that's illegal if you broadcast to countries that sell the DVDs, I believe.
About how to illegally purchase their squirps?
Oh, what?
Well, no one sells anime DVDs here, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're in freaking...
Where's this place?
We're in this place. Natsu no Arashi. That's a show.
Okay.
No, it was that new Shaft show that, you know, from the people who brought you Anybody Dash and stuff. That, I cannot tell if I even like it. It's just based on the first episode alone. It's like, she time travels for some reason.
That's why I said to wait for 3 weeks.
I know.
I don't know why you'd admit now.
What, this?
And I'm getting all twitchy for Left 4 Dead.
And the only other thing I saw was Cross Game, and that's it.
How was that?
It was nice, even though the synopsis spoiled the first episode.
Aww. Awesome.
It's like, oh, his best friend dies. I didn't see that one coming. But, you know, tear. There was a tear. I was like, oh, you poor child. We still got like 10 minutes to kill, if you want to kill it. Because I gotta figure
out.
But
you guys could kill it.
Alright, you can leave.
Alright, I'm gonna leave.
Why are you leaving us?
Okay, bye.
I hate you all.
Oh, love you too.
Alrighty.
Alright,
thanks for being here. Bye.
Vaya con Dios.
He's gone already.
Damn.
Okay, now that she's gone.
Anyway, how is Eclipse for subs?
Eclipse?
They're pretty good.
They're okay. They've usually been fine.
They're top tier.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually going to get a Brotherhood then.
Brotherhood?
Okay. If you want. But...
Yeah.
You never watch it?
I didn't.
Okay, now let's talk about the show that should not be named.
Oh, we're going
to
talk about it?
Yeah, just to piss her off because she's not here. Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, yes. Bro, we need more ice anime.
Ice Alchemist?
Yeah.
Why isn't that shit in the beans?
Foxy, this is what you get for leaving. Okay.
So, it's awesome.
Here's the thing. Right away, I was looking at that and I was like, if this is a reboot, if this is going to be FMA Ultimate, okay. I cannot look at this as a sequel or anything else in what relation to McGee. So I have to look at this clean. I never read the manga, nothing. And then everyone else is like, you know, flipping their shit over this. And I'm like, hey, it's not bad. Good first episode.
Flipping their shit good way or bad way?
Good.
Oh, okay.
Dude, this is hype.
This is ultra hype. This is like Soul Eater plus 2.
Bro, you didn't watch the first episode, man.
This is Soul Eater plus Full Metal Alchemist hype.
No, I can understand not watching anime, but I can understand the hype about this anime.
Because the first one was so good, sans the Germany part. Some people love the Germany part, so...
No, the Germany part was not a bad
idea.
Because
those people are Nazis.
Well, the thing is... Nice.
You get my swastika
patch
on?
Yeah, you do that.
A self-hating Jew.
Wait. You're not self-hating anymore.
Oh.
That hurt? I mean, I didn't mind the original shit that much, and I had nothing to back up on it, so I was able to accept it. But yeah, new episode of this thing. If people are still thinking this is a sequel, you're retarded.
Bro, no, I was in forums. And like every other panel, is like, oh, is this a sequel? Is this a reboot? Is this a sequel? Is it a reboot? I'm like, Jesus Christ, we need a sticky. We need to put a sticky.
Put a sticky. Full Metal Alchemist 2. Electric Boogaloo. Rename the show Full Metal Alchemist Ultimate and everyone will be understanding.
Yes.
And that's what I told everyone that I say is like, why are you considering this a sequel? It's Full Metal Alchemist Ultimate. And like, why do you put name like Helsing? It's like, because it makes sense. Yeah.
No, I consider it's more like Full Metal. What the hell happened in between this stuff?
Hey, Full Metal, you know that stuff we forgot about? Yeah, here it is. Alchemist.
So, the Full Metal Alchemist animation. It was nice.
It was a little I felt like the characters look weird.
They're more to the manga.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. Because I looked at I peeked at the manga recently and I was like, yeah, I can see how well they adapted it to it. And I realized how different the original animation was.
So, everybody ranked the episode 9 out of 10. The only negative point would be Roy Mustang voice.
Who gives a shit?
A lot of people, apparently, because his voice is so different from what it was. Because his voice in the old one was like so high-pitched, not high-pitched, but so flamboyant. Like, oh, I'm the full flame alchemist. But this one is like, he's so soft-spoken. It's like, it's completely different. If they could have got a different...
I think it's the same voice who does, what's the guy from Bleach? Urahara.
It's just going to... People are going to just have to take time to shine on him.
I think it's okay for me because I never watched the Japanese
dub. Yeah, if you never watched the original series, then you're good. You're golden. This should have been a home run for you guys.
I mean, that's why I am the perfect thing that can probably judge this show.
All the people who love the English version of the anime, the one that came to America, and now is into fan subs. Would love this series.
Yeah, I can probably see that. I mean, I'm one of those people. As a good test subject who's only watched the dub and never heard the Japanese and get to see this as a completely different show, are able to get into this really quickly.
And you read the manga? No, right?
Yeah, I read the manga.
Damn. I wanted to get somebody who only watched the Japanese dub. Well, I guess Foxy would beat it.
No, I've also heard both dubs. In certain parts, I actually like the German dub.
The German dub. No,
I actually heard people German dub over it.
Oh, okay.
That was weird.
Why, everybody's German or just like when they're in Germany, German?
Not German.
No, it was like...
It was licensed to Germany.
Yeah. I watched random episodes. I'm going to try marathoning. A German series.
That'd be funny.
Good luck to you, my good sir.
Hey, come back to us for that.
But honestly, I actually liked the American voices for Ed and Al.
Yeah, they were really nice.
Yeah. Preferably than the actual Japanese. But for the Roy, I prefer the Japanese.
Hmm.
I'm not complaining.
I've never heard it, so I can't say anything. I mean, So I probably would need like an episode that has most of the characters from the Japanese dub to be able to understand if what exactly is the huge difference. Spanish subtitles.
1, 2.
All right.
Hello.
You got up early today.
I left. You start talking about how he went to his friend's house. So his friend heard of like a silver platter of cocaine. Yeah, they grab his wife and leave the premises, and I was like, yes.
This is all on the record.
Yeah.
What'd you say about cocaine? And what's your full name? And your address?
We got this on recording.
Marcia Gonzalez from Colombia.
Hola, Marcia.
So we made fun of almost every country now.
And I think this is the second time we hit Colombia.
Except for the Sri Lankans. They haven't done anything.
Those crafty sons of bitches.
They're black. They're already done enough.
Oh, oh. There we go. That was, black, all right. Black up.
They're not.
I was afraid of something.
Okay. No one notices, but there was a high five that didn't succeed.
He was a Mexican. I didn't trust him. Like, high five. When did I get shanked?
I cut you so bad.
You don't know how bad you got cut.
You don't like how bad I cut you.
Oh, yeah. I actually found the hat style of his at Walmart.
Well, of who? I guess no one's understanding what you're looking at.
Of the Capone guy.
Capone from One Piece, yeah.
Yeah. And we're back to One Piece, huh?
Yep.
How did that happen?
Hey, it always comes back to One Piece. The foundation.
I kind of wanted that to happen, honestly. Because this is going to be like the most free episode. Because we kind of like, we need to air out the fucking laundry and then just, you know.
Have fun.
Have fun with it. Because this is the more laid back episode. We don't have anything to do.
What do you mean? The next episode is going to be a laid back episode.
Oh, no. That's not going to be laid back at all. We're going to be. Listen, I'm going to have a script ready. I have jokes prepared. I have topics we have to discuss.
Are you saying you're going to be a writer now?
Are we going to actually have
a
topic
TV
and.
TV show?
What?
What?
No. What?
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
You mean we're going to actually have a steady topic and, you know, concept?
We might even give away prizes.
Yeah. I have a contest ready. I have stuff on the blog that you have to look up. You know, I have the stuff. I have the poll there. I have.
We might have Dragon Ball Z posters.
We might have that, yes. You know, we'll have free free viewings of the Dragon Ball Z movie.
That is epic win.
That is not that hasn't been created, by the way. It's already written down, though, but no one is. It's a little hush-hush, you know. It's us and Fox, you know, we're pretty close. They decided to not go with the whole evolution.
Oh, they canceled our show.
We never downloaded that X-Men movie. We don't work for Fox. Yes.
No, the FBI would have been
seriously,
crashing in.
We have.
What do you mean the
at least we'll be get,
the
you know,
unboxed one.
What?
The X-Men movie that had all the strings and no CG in it.
Yeah. Some. I
forgot what's it called. I forgot the term.
It was a screener.
Something like that, and it's it's without all the special effects. I know there's an actual term for the production that is after, like pre post.
Let's just call it naked. It was a naked version.
Yeah, very naked.
Okay, fine, naked.
Because I remember the plane crashes or something. I saw like this comic book Zam sign. I was like, what the fuck?
Shazam.
Okay.
Why did you download that?
I didn't download that.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I mean,
Fox,
why did you
Fox
watch the
okay.
streaming online on some unknown
I didn't watch
website.
It really. I just saw the like pictures of it, and then I stopped. I never watched it because I want to watch.
Were
it
they
the movie
moving
theater.
Pictures?
No, there were not moving pictures.
Oh.
I want to watch it in the movie theaters because.
Well, yeah, that's a movie. That's a movie that you have to watch in theaters because.
And you want to support.
Yeah.
Yes. Listen,
and
because,
we don't want the wrath of the FBI agents.
Yes. Well, Fox, honestly, they should really not fuck around right now.
And, you know, it's rumored that they're sending the Terminators and Predators after you also.
Are they making a Predator show?
No, they are sending the
Fox will send dolls after you.
Your because friend?
They're going to send dolls after you.
They're getting canceled.
They're going to be out of a job soon.
No,
so.
Not. Don't say that about Dollhouse. No.
Honestly.
You missed you'll hear what was said about
damn. It. Damn.
Oh, Twilight anime confirmed.
Ew.
It's back to Twilight, huh?
Disgusting.
Full circle.
Full circle. It never happened. I cut half of that out already.
Why? Okay, why are people so obsessed with this guy? What's his name? Patterson or something?
Patterson?
Edward.
Edward Patterson? Is that his name?
Because.
Episode 30?
Episode 30.
And it's this whole blog just about his hair. His hair alone.
His hair alone.
I don't understand these people.
Listen, I went to a convention this weekend. It was a Twilight convention.
Harry
Why
Potter.
Would you go there?
Harry Potter slash Twilight Convention.
Harry
oh,
Potter
okay.
slash.
See,
I love
balances
it.
Balances everything up.
No, but it doesn't.
Since there's a Harry Potter movie and they didn't
and
want...
And there was a Twilight movie, so they thought, hey, let's combine it together. And we have a convention. It makes sense. Just like Star Trek and Naruto.
Naruto.
Oh.
What were they thinking?
Naruto Trek.
It was just so...
2009.
That's why almost no one went. Except for the Trekkies.
The Trekkies came and like, what the fuck are you?
Because they had to show off their costume one more time.
It was Edward Cullen.
Edward Cullen?
Oh, I don't know. But
Robert Patterson was the actor.
have no idea. Anyways.
Well, that's the actor, regardless.
Yeah, the actor. That's the guy's name.
It's just his hair.
His hair alone. And these women scream and claw at him.
Like,
I can understand Brad Pitt, because he's an actual actor. But this guy, it's like, oh, I'm just going to come off the boat from England.
Emmett, this
movie and become famous.
Emmett Cullen was at the con, and he had to be a big man. I know he turned away some gel bait.
Hopefully.
I'm throwing some parentheses signs up there.
You're throwing them furiously.
Let's take the benefit of the doubt and say, yes, he did turn away.
Yeah, so hopefully.
14-year-old girls.
That were throwing on themselves.
And boys. Out.
Because he was fucking
everybody. Moving their fingers faster as their little hearts can contend.
Family Guy.
American Dad.
Oh.
No, that was another one.
Oh, what?
30.
30?
Yeah.
That's today's episode title. 30.
Episode 30. Episode 20, episode 30.
So, should we talk about episode 21 while we still have the chance to, or?
We have 3 minutes. Go ahead. Go on.
So, whose house?
I want to say Casper. And he'll probably listen to this right now and think, hey, that's a good idea.
Like, no, my dad is there. Like,
aww.
Dude, we're recording right now.
Yeah, we got to figure it out.
Yeah. We're streaming it, man.
Yeah. Oh, did Foxy leave?
Yeah, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
She wanted to play The Left 4 Dead. Which, you know, I don't blame her.
That sounds like an Xbox game.
It is. Yeah.
Why do you seem surprised?
Are
you a PS3 fangirl?
Yes. You can do so much with it. It has the Wi-Fi, and I go on the internet.
It has Bluetooth.
And the Bluetooth. It's so awesome.
It's still $400. I like how they gas you up. Oh, Sony's have an amazing press announcement. It's going to rock your socks right off your feet. Like, oh, shit.
Weekends in the morning.
Oh, yes. The PlayStation 3 price cut is coming. It's going to rain heavenly joy. All the fangirls will be excited.
They're going to have, there's going to be a pleasure hold installed on the side of the PS3.
Then here it comes. You're like, yep, waiting for it. You're rubbing your nipples and everything. You're like, okay.
Ice the nipples.
You're like, wait for it. PlayStation 2 price cut. Yes, PlayStation 3. PlayStation 2.
Wasn't it always $9.99? I want to know.
No, it's
$99 now.
It's $99 now. It used to be
$129.
Yeah. Wow. So why did I feel that it was always $99?
Because it's a 10-year console and it should have been freaking $50.
Yeah, 10-year lifespan. 10 years?
Yeah. More than 10 years.
Yeah. You know that 10-year lifespan that Sony talks about? This PS3 is going to be around for a good while.
I don't think so. Unless they price cut.
Unless they price cut, this thing will be here for a good while.
And Dreamcast had its little run, but then it was like...
Yeah, but that wasn't anything... But
several
there was
factors.
Nothing backing that.
No, EA didn't... I mean, Madden really killed it.
Well, Dreamcast? How so?
Yeah, Madden was one of the
reasons. In what way?
They weren't giving them Madden because they had their own franchise that was exclusive to them, the 2K Sports franchise.
Oh, all right.
And the black people like the Madden.
That's true. It's like, hey, K1.
Yes,
why do you have a PS3?
Any black
because
rapper,
I can play Madden on it. What the fuck? What the fuck, K1? No.
We could see
if you not come in. We're recording. That's why I say don't. We'll be out in a sec. Don't worry. We
understand. We
cut that part out.
We're not going to cut that out.
You should have always left that, like, Mike, you're weird, on all the episodes that he done that, because it would have just been a build-up.
This is what happens when the help gets impatient.
Yeah, well, time's up anyway.
Yeah.
All right, I'm leaving.
So it ends with me screaming at this guy.
Yeah, son, don't I sound like an ass? This is
Don't matter, talking. Only when you escape. reason all the horses are named after canceled Fox shows?
Kitchen Confidential is in the lead, followed by the Wedding Bells, followed by Happy Hour, followed by the War at Home, followed by Drive, followed by the Winner, followed by Life on a Stick, followed by the Loop, followed by Head Cases, followed by Standoff, followed by Vanished, followed by Free Ride, followed by Method and Red, followed by True Calling, followed by Quintuplets, followed by Stacked, followed by Justice, followed by North Shore, followed by Back to You. And bringing up the rear, but somehow still in the race, is Till Death.
You named your horse Till Death?
You know why? Because I'm going to take this horse and shove it down America's throat.
What's this? It looks like Till Death has taken a right turn and is heading into the stands. Dear God, I could describe the horror I am witnessing, but it is so unfathomably ugly and heartrending that I cannot bring myself to do so, although I do possess the necessary descriptive powers. Oh, well, at least the horse ran past the class of visiting deaf second graders. Oh, no, dear God, he's going back! Oh, I know you can't hear any screams, but I assure you they are signing frantically just as fast as their little fingers can shape the complicated phonemes necessary to convey dread and terror.
Wait a sec. Hold the phone. He's going back towards the track. Fellas, this race ain't over yet.
No! My baby's dead!
It's over.